Governor Andrew Cuomo forged ahead with a normal schedule Wednesday and publicly received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. His actions come amid stronger statements from President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about the governor's political future and a sexual harassment scandal. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
Today, I'm going to take the vaccine.
Cuomo says he wanted to receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at a pop-up site at a black church in Harlem to help combat vaccine hesitancy among some in the African-American community. The carefully staged event was not open to the media. The governor was surrounded by supporters from the African-American community, including former Congressman Charlie Rangel and NAACP president and Cuomo family friend Hazel Dukes, whom Cuomo referred to as his second mother. The governor also marked Dukes' birthday.
Happy birthday to you!
Dukes, in a campaign-style speech, praised Cuomo for legislative accomplishments, like ending incarcerating in adult prisons 16 and 17-year-olds who are convicted of crimes known as Raise the Age. Dukes did not directly mention the sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo from multiple women and a scandal over charges that the governor and his aides covered up the actual number of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. But she made allusions to the controversies when she called out the news media, saying they need to tell the truth about vaccines. And she says the focus should be on approving the state budget in 2 weeks.
Me and the governor is talking about getting the budget passed by April 1st. No other nonsense.
Former Congressman Rangel addressed the accusations more directly, saying Cuomo deserves a fair defense.
When people start piling up on you and you're trying to figure out, is this the same country that says that you can make any allegation that you want to make, but due process and a hearing is basically what we believe in this country, then you would hope that any one of us, and when I say any one of us, I mean it. I don't care whether you're a clergy, a politician, a business person, you go to your family and you go to your friends because you know that they are going to be with you.
Cuomo has defiantly fought the accusation, saying he's a victim of cancel culture, and he's cast doubt on the motivations of his accusers. He spoke of how strong advocacy is important in many situations.
Every one of them is a fight. And if you're not willing to make the fight, then you lose. It's that simple.
The governor did not address remarks from President Joe Biden, who said in an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven to be true, then the governor needs to step down.
If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
Biden is a longtime ally of the governor's. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, another Cuomo ally, said on MSNBC's Morning Joe Wednesday that there should be zero tolerance for sexually harassing behavior. And Pelosi says she thinks that the governor shares that belief.
So it would follow that if you have zero tolerance, then that would, again, be a decision that we hope the governor would make.
Late in the day, Cuomo held a conference call with reporters where he was asked about Biden's remarks. The governor says he agrees that if anyone did something illegal, then they should leave.
If you committed a crime, you can be prosecuted. That's true. But what President Biden said was, we should do an investigation.
The governor, who has said previously he does not believe he ever acted inappropriately towards any of his accusers, refused to comment further. He says he wants to wait until an investigation by the state's attorney general and an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly gather all the facts. But he repeated that he has no plans to resign. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.